Okay, I'll repeat again. So on Sunday, July 29th, after service and coffee, 12:30 to 2:30, that means 2 hours, but for ethic and boundary workshop, so who are interested, please come. I myself will be in the workshop too. On August 18th at 4:30 p.m., we have a community picnic for the this community around here, and so we will with lots of help needed. So please come and give us some help. But it will be more information when the time closer. Thank you.
Just a quick reminder, you may have noticed the cart was sitting in your way as you tried to enter the church this morning. It was our sort of subtle little way of trying to remind people that our second Sunday of the month has kind of fallen to the wayside lately over the last year or so, and we're trying to revitalize it. And we just wanted to remind people that next Sunday is our food bank donation Sunday. If you can bring something, or if you know of people that are going to be here next week, they're away, if you could remind them to bring a package, and hopefully we can fill the cart. Thank you.
Happy Canada Day, everybody. So I discussed this with Leonard before the service, because I feel this is important enough that as church warden, I should bring this to your attention. This is Canada Day, and it's hard for me to say this, but we are effectively a country that's now at war. The U.S. president fired the first shots. He raised tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum, and Canada has today fired shots back, raising tariffs on the same products, but also on many of the things that we enjoy in the supermarket that we buy on a daily basis. The U.S. president has threatened to retaliate with tariffs on Canadian cars. If this continues, we are going to be going through some very difficult times. Already, steel factories in Hamilton have announced layoffs. We will see later this week increases in prices on grocery items that we all buy on a regular basis. If this continues, there will be increased unemployment. The effects of this will be as serious as if we were at war, but without the loss of life, without the bodies in bags coming back, without heroes traveling on the highway of heroes. But there will be severe economic hardships. We went through a difficult economic time in 2008, and some of us are still today, 10 years later, recovering from that time. This threatens to be worse. So I ask everyone, as we celebrate Canada Day today, please pray for our country. Stand behind our leaders, whether you're liberal or conservative or NDP or Green Party, whatever your political affiliations are, put those aside, because this is a national problem. And we have to approach it united together, that we stand for Canada. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. So I don't want to be alarmist, but we need to be aware of the realities and pray that God will guide our leaders through this difficult time, that anything that happens will be short-lived, and that we will, as soon as possible, return to a normal, healthy, and happy relationship with our neighbors to the south of us.